Hi, George.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of yours. My name's Lou. I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Hey, Lou.
I got a little story to share with you. This happened back in either 1975 or 76. I was a foreman for a public works department in a suburb, northwest side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And coming home from work, we were working late on a water main break one night, and coming home from work, it was between 9 and 10 at night. And I remember I was listening to WLS radio, and they were talking about a lot of people calling in saying they were seeing this UFO flying over the northwest suburbs outside of Chicago. Well, I pulled in my driveway at my house there and got out of the car, and lo and behold, looked up in the sky, and there it was, this gigantic thing. And it looked like maybe it was like 500 feet off the ground.
Oh, my God.
And this thing was just enormous. I mean, it was covering blocks, and it was all lit up and all kinds of lights on it underneath, and it was perfectly quiet.
Lou, what's it like to see something like that? I mean, this is like straight out of Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
You bet. You bet. Exactly. And I just totally flabbergasted. I went running in the house to get my wife to come out and take a look at it. By the time I got her and come back out, it was gone. Went in, and I was listening to the radio in the car, and I shut the car off and thought, okay, well, they're not going to say anything more about it. Maybe I'll catch it on the news. So I went in, and I threw WGN on. I think it was the 10 o'clock news, and they were saying hundreds of people were calling in and saying they saw this enormous object flying through the sky over the northwest suburbs and stuff. Well, the next day I went to work, and in the morning there, we had the police cars coming in, switching shifts and stuff. And, the officers, I knew a lot of them and stuff. They were friends of mine and stuff. And I was talking to the guys in the night shift there. I said, you guys hear anything about that UFO report? Yeah, you know, they didn't want to talk to me about it. And I kept prodding them. And I said, well, what did you hear? You know, I saw the thing. He said, we had a lot of calls come in. And then the FBI came out and talked to them early in the morning. This was before daylight, and said, don't talk to anybody about it, don't say nothing about it, and this is God's honest truth, man. That was what they told us.
Oh, my.
And I said, okay, and I asked a few of my friends, and then I asked people all over it, and I only got a few people that said they actually saw the same thing I saw, but the news, and then I looked for it on the news again, listened for it on the radio, I looked in the newspapers, never saw nothing.
Isn't that bizarre that an object that big could go virtually undetected in the media? I mean,
that's what baffled me. I mean, I was
crazy.
Totally, totally blown away by it. To this day, I think about it. I listen to your show all the time, and that constantly reflects in my mind. I know what I saw. I saw it. And if I had not seen it with my own eyes, I don't know. You know, I've seen some things out here in Arizona that were weird in the skies. Different, you know, colors in the, you know, lights
sure. In
the sky, and trails from what they said were missiles and stuff shooting from California across the desert and stuff. And I had my doubts about that. And I've seen helicopters converging on areas out there where the lights were all real funny in the sky and stuff. But this thing here just beat the cake, man. I mean, it was just something unbelievable, man. I mean, I saw it. I know what I saw. And I, you know, and I tried to get other people to say that, you know, to tell me that they saw the same thing. And I only found a couple. And we, you know, we shared the stories back and forth there. Wow. It was unbelievable. And they saw the same thing I did. And it was so big, I could not tell you whether it was triangular shaped or circular shaped or whatever.
You got to tell me, though,
Luke. Close.
Did you see little occupants in there waving at you?
Nothing like that, no.
Would have been worth a zillion bucks, you know that?
Yeah, no, I know. I wish I could say I saw that, but I didn't see that.